Several times in this week's parsha, we see the wording by Yareza Me'akacha Ani Hashem. And the premise that that's always going on is that you think you may fool someone, you think you may be able to pull a fast one, but Hashem knows. Hashem always knows. So even though, I'll put the stumbling block, I'll pretend I'm the guy's friend, I'll pretend I'm giving him good eitzah, and he won't know, and I'll be able to play it out, and he'll never know. But comes along the Torah and it says, you should fear Hashem, because Hashem will know. Hashem is going to know whether or not you're trying to pull a fast one, what your real motives are. And in no way, shape, or form can you ever get one past Hashem. And I feel like this is a daily challenge that people can go through, that you can say, oh, I can fool that person, or that person won't know. He's not going to know that I'm not really friends with him. I'll pretend I'm friends with him. I'll pretend I'm being nice to him. Oh, I really care about him. And, you know, I'm pulling a fast one on him, and I'm such a smart person. And comes along, the Torah and says, you're not. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your thoughts are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether or not you're real or not. And as we're now at the midpoint of Sfiras HaOmer, leading into Shavuos, I think this is about to be Lag BaOmer, and it's always a good time to think about this, is, are we real? Are we being real people? Are we doing things to try to have the world portray and see us, perceive us as something, but it's not really what we are? Or are we just trying to be real because we understand that Hashem knows all, that Hashem fully understands whether or not this is really our intention, what we really mean, what we're trying to get out of this? And could we fool a person? Could we pull a troll? Could we do something that's going to fool an individual into thinking that, oh, I'm there for you, I'm there for you, I'm there for you? Maybe, but we're never going to fool Hashem. Hashem knows everything. And sometimes we'll get into that point where we feel like we almost forget that we fool ourselves. We fool ourselves to believe, no, I'm really doing it for the right reason. I'm really doing it for the right reasons. Yet at the end of the day, we know that's not the case. We should all be zocheh to be real people, to be individuals who everything we're doing is we're understanding that Hashem knows everything that's going on. I don't need to fool the person here, because even though I may fool you, I certainly am not fooling Hashem. And then, what am I really accomplishing? Have a wonderful Shabbos.